eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Dork Podcast. Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast.
Ryan Davis.
It's the Dork Podcast. Hashtag.
It's the hashtag
Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Raven Von Daven. All hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm great. I'm loving the topic tonight. I'm fired up about it. Yeah. Can't wait to talk about it.
We got a lot to talk about, a lot of great stuff to talk about, as you said. I could have used your help, though, today. I was power washing my deck, brag.
Oh, my God.
I know you like a good power wash.
If there, like, some way yeah. that I could make money. I'm sure there's money to be made in power washing.
Of course there is. The reason I'm power washing my deck is because it's a fortune to get somebody to come out and power wash the deck.
I know.
It's insane.
I have a little one too, and I love it.
I hate it. I can't stand it. I understand what you mean by like seeing something that's dirty and then making it clean. However, yeah. I'm hunched over like the goddamn, like an asshole trying to like get the thing down. My hand hurts from squeezing the goddamn thing so hard.
You got to use the thing like yours doesn't have the thing where you can like press it and then hold, like press the thing down, like a retractable leash.
Oh shit. Maybe it does. It's not mine. I'm borrowing it from my parents. It's not even mine. Oh, maybe it does. I was like squeezing the life out of it.
Oh no. You got to squeeze it once and then hit the button and it'll stay that way.
Oh, like I'm pumping gas. Son of a
bitch. That's right.
That would help. Well, I'm not done. I just did the, I got to do like the fence and I got to do some other stuff, but gets dirty out there. You know what I'm saying?
Dirty out there. Yeah, you pay me, I'll come do it. Whatever they're charging, I'll half off. Whatever they charge.
You'd still come out on top. That they fucking the quote was like insane. I was like, oh my God, I'll definitely do this myself. Like good gravy. But Ryan, like you said, we got a double barrel action of good topics today. But for this one, let's get to I'm way ahead because I got some stuff planned. But let's get to this. All right, very apropos, based on last week's topic and tonight's topic du jour, Fallout officially getting a season 2.
No brainer. It's like, oh yeah, the Bears got a season 2 too. You're like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It absolutely is, yes.
Every once in a while, some of these shows you have to like fight for it. Like remember like Sandman. Like Sandman, they were like, please watch it and tweet about it and engage with it, all this stuff. And you're like, are they not getting another season? Like, the show is awesome. And you're like,
and there's another show like that too. It's another Netflix show that we're going to talk about today that you're like, they're kind of like being shitty about a season 2.
I feel like Netflix is worse than, say, Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, it's like The Boys has gotten a bunch of seasons, Invincible's gotten multiple seasons, Fallout's now getting multiple seasons. So I feel like they know a good thing when they have it. But Fallout's pretty sweet. All right. Did you watch the trailer for Trap, the M. Night Shyamalan movie that comes out later this year?
I did. It looks okay.
It's a horror mystery starring Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
You might remember him from such films as Halloween H2O and the very beginning of Sin City.
That's right. There you go. And 30 Days of Night. Don't sleep on 30 Days and 30.
Good point. Yeah, suddenly he's got a nice little catalog there.
You're talking shit, and all of a sudden you're like, wait.
Kind of like this. Get this prick. The premise is a man and his teenage daughter realize they're at the center of a dark and sinister event while watching a concert, and then there's a twist. A big twist.
Of course, there is. There always will be.
Although at some point with an M. Night movie, the twist is going to be there is no twist. That's coming. I don't know if he's like a 20-year journey. And he's baiting us with this.
And it's like he comes out at the end and he's like, no, that's it. Go home.
It was me.
And Ferris Bueller. He's like, no, we're done.
He was nothing good. He is in. Was he in all of his movies or most of his movies?
I think he's in all of his movies.
Yeah. Like Hitchcock. Did you know who's in? Did you end up watching Killers of the Flower Moon?
No, because you. Horrible. I was going to read the book, but you.
Horrible.
Yeah, the movie was not.
Scorsese.
I'm told the book is way more.
I'm sure.
Entertaining than the movie.
I'm sure it's much better, and it's like a legit topic. But he, but Scorsese's in it at the end as like a radio, like announcer. Like, you know how back in the day when they would do radio and it was like instruments and it was like a whole like spoken, like obviously still spoken, but you know what I mean. It was like a to do, and it's like, why is he in here? What is this about? I don't like this. But yeah, so Trap comes out August 9th. I doubt I'll see it in the theater, but I think I've seen every M. Night movie ever, so I'll probably see this one as well. Where are you at on Shogun or Shogun? I feel like I don't say it right. Is it Shogun?
Well, it's Shogun, but
Shogun.
It's how they say it in Japanese. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Not even gonna try. No, but even when they say it like on FX, when they're like previously on Shogun. I think it's Shogun. I think I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
But it's also like the thing, like the story Dave Grohl telling Christopher Walken to put the emphasis on the wrong thing. The Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
It's a Foo Fighters situation. Yeah.
But they just had their penultimate episode, which dare I say, I don't know if you've seen it or those listening have seen it yet. It's on the short list for episode of the year. That was a new dorky that we had, but I would say Crimson Sky was the episode title for episode 9 of Shogun, and it was kick-ass.
And everybody who watches the show, I was watching, I just saw like headlines of reviews for it, and it said it was like the best highest rated episode of that, which already has high ranking episodes.
The show's sweet. So
I get back into it.
Yeah, so this coming Wednesday, it's either a Tuesday or a Wednesday show, I forget, is the finale. So if you're you can rip it, next week we could do Shogun for a
standalone. I could rip it.
Okay.
I could rip it starting tonight.
Rip it.
So I got 10 episodes in 7 days.
Yep. You haven't watched any?
No, I've watched the first two.
Oh, okay. So then
so eight episodes.
Yeah, so eight. Yeah. Okay, that's doable.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Where you got X-Men 97? You caught up on that?
No, so this X-Men and Bad Batch, I'm waiting for them to end, and I'm just gonna hit him with the plow.
The
plow for him.
X-Men and Bad Batch, you'll be able to tear through because those are like 25-minute episodes, no commercial.
I think I watched like 6 or 7 episodes of Bad Batch.
Yeah.
So
I like Bad Batch.
I don't tell you where I am, but there's spoilers if I tell you where I am.
Yeah, no, leave it. I like it quite a bit. There's definitely a few episodes where I think, you know, people would be like, all right, nothing really happened. You're just kind of setting up the next thing. But they just had, and I think I'm all caught up. They had like a 2 or 3 episode run where I'm like, this is kind of dark. Like, this is kind of like bumming me out. I was like, holy shit, you're not there yet. But I was like, God damn.
I'm not there yet, yeah.
God damn this animated Star Wars show. So I'm in on all that. We'll do standalones on X-Men 97 and Bad Batch coming up. We got a teaser for another Deadpool and Wolverine trailer, which comes out tomorrow if you're watching us live, or Monday if you're not. I don't need to see any more. Couldn't be more excited for this movie. So I might not even watch it. I'll post it. You can watch it at Dork Podcast, but I might not even watch it because I don't need to know anything more.
Yeah, we're sold. Like, you don't need to... I know you got a big marketing budget, but like, you don't need it. Like, we're coming.
Dude, you
I
see
just want to tell. Yeah.
Did you see Deadpool or Ryan Reynolds? His aviation gin has like a Deadpool like an exclusive limited time only, like Deadpool bottle. It's like Deadpool gin. It's like black and red. Yeah. It looks fucking awesome. And I hate gin, but it looks great.
Well, I tell you, I will make you a cocktail, a gin-based cocktail that'll change your mind.
Okay, good. As long as I can't taste the gin, gin's got like a weird after flavor for me. And I'm like, oh, it's not for me.
You will not taste the gin, I promise you.
I think do I put gin in my Long Island? I might, and I definitely don't taste it in that.
So I make this drink. It's a breakfast drink. So it's like a mimosa, but it's a breakfast drink. It's a gin, but it's a gin. And I don't tell people whenever they drink it for the first time. And it's called a California Collins.
Oh,
don't look it up because a friend of mine made it up.
I won't look. Right? I won't bother.
But he taught me how to make it. And so when I make it for people, they're like, oh, what's in this? And I don't tell them because everybody is like, I hate gin.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's why I don't tell them.
All right.
But I just divulged the secret now. So.
God damn.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You won't know.
No, yeah. No, but I'll still give it I'll give it a rip. I appreciate that. Mm. How about this, Ryan? Since our last episode, I believe not one, but two new Bluey episodes. And look at this, the Bluey shirt. Oh, I couldn't tell what that was at first. That is a fantastic Bluey shirt that Davey's wearing.
This is a Magic Xylophone shirt by the good people. I believe it's Roosevelt's.
Damn, that's a nice shirt.
Yeah. They have like three of them. And they're like those like stretchy like Hawaiian shirts. They're nice.
Oh, that is sweet.
It's sweet. It's got the whole Magic Xylophone episode on it.
It's a good one. Magic Xylophone.
It's a good shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube, you get to see it, but...
Yeah,
check out the people at Roosevelt's.
You can watch all the episodes on YouTube, by the way. Good plug for that. Go to youtube.com/dorkpodcast. Subscribe.
Yeah.
We are tracking down 1 million. It could be this weekend. Next week.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting close. Getting close. We're starting to pick up steam. But
if we have a boost. Yeah, but these episodes, what do you think?
Yeah. This is the best show. Like, it's just the best show. I know we talk about The Bear. We talk about Game of Thrones. We talk about Shogun. We talk about all these things. But has there ever been... There is no bad episode of Bluey.
No. God, no. You know, it's funny. There was one episode for a while that Cece used to skip. She'd make me skip it. Can you guess which one it is?
Is it the one? I forget what it's called. When the kids are playing on the playground and the kid has like the flashback to when he was a kid and got lost?
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was the one where it was raining outside and... Bluey is like doing something in the driveway and the mom comes out and at first is like get in the house and then does, but they don't say a word. The whole episode has no dialogue. And so Cece was just like, I don't like this one. Like, I think now she could watch it, but like a year ago she was like, Dad, I don't like this one, skip this one. And you're like, all right, because they don't say anything. It's like it's kind of cute, like how the whole thing is, but they don't say anything anyway. So the two new ones, the one last week is a half hour long. And for those that don't watch Bluey, you don't have kids, they're usually 7-8 minutes a rip. 7-8 minutes. And if they put it on Disney, they'll put like three in a row, and then that's how you get your half hour block. But this one, for the first time ever, they did a 30-minute episode. And I wasn't home when Cece watched it with my wife. And she was like, Cece got like all emotional at the end of that one. Because that one was kind of like, it's kind of sad.
Yeah. And for a family that has moved several times for my job, was like
a little on the nose.
Got a little misty in it. Yeah. The whole thing is like, are they gonna sell their house? The healer's gonna sell their house, and it's a whole thing. But
Chet in the chat, Bluey builds like a dam with the rain. The episode might even be called Rain, but it's the only one that I know of where there's no dialogue. So then they did a surprise episode. That's literally what it's called, is surprise. This most recent one, pretty good as well. I still think the best one this season, and maybe ever for me, is the cricket episode about Rusty. I like get choked up trying to explain it to people, like how good it is.
Oh yeah, like that's one of those ones that like the healers aren't like the healer kids aren't really in it that much, but like Rusty's the guy.
Rusty's the man.
He's like good kid.
Just like kid, and like you feel bad because his dad is in the military, so he doesn't really see his dad very much, but he's like looking out for his little sister, and he's just a fucking happy-go-lucky kid. And
loves playing cricket.
Loves cricket, and he's so good at cricket. And then it's funny the way that episode is, because like Bandit like kind of narrates it, which isn't what they do in any other episode.
Right.
But it works. It works perfectly.
The other thing, too, that I love about that, do you think, it got me thinking, do you think you could play cricket? Do you think you would be good at it?
No, probably not right this second.
not right this second, like if but if you've given enough time.
Yeah, I think so. Like, if we grew up with it and all the time we spent playing baseball, we spent playing cricket, I'd probably be equally as good at cricket as I was at baseball.
Just think of the ill catches you can make in a 360 field.
I could do a lot of ill catches. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they bring it with pace sometimes. They come at you, and I really still don't get the rules. Like, you can fucking throw it any which way but loose, and you got to take a hack at it.
Yeah, and you can hit it. Like, there's no foul ball. So you can, like, what they call, like, a square cut. Like, that's just, like, a right angle. Like, you just hit it the other way.
Yeah, I guess I'd figure it out. It seems crazy to me. I don't really get it, but. Right, good news. So for those that didn't listen to our Iron Claw episode yet, that is a couple weeks back in the archives. It's coming to HBO Max on May 10th. So in just a few short weeks, watch Iron Claw for free.
Yeah, you can watch it for free, and this is one of those things that, like, it's really good, but I think I'm all right. I don't need a second watch of it.
No, me neither. But also, like, if you were thinking about spending the $6 to rent it, just wait 3 weeks and watch it. I'd watch it right when it comes out. Like, I liked it enough, but I didn't like it enough to be like, ah, I wish I had my $6 back. Like, I think you need to do that. And Rye, how about this? Late Night with the Devil is on Shudder right now, but you can also get it with a free preview of AMC Plus. I watched it.
And I almost watched it last night.
Fantastic. I fucking loved it.
Okay.
I loved it. So it's basically my pick of the pod. So if we do a pick of the pod next episode, I'll circle back to it. But I thought it was great. I went in, like, hoping to like it, thinking it looked cool and everything else. I love David Dismalchin. He never really gets a crack as, like, the lead guy. But they do, like, this whole great backstory early on, how he's, like, a late-night talk show in the same world as, like, Carson. So he's, like, up against Johnny Carson. And it's, like, right in that wheel. Like, the way it's shot, you can tell by the trailer, it just feels like 70s, you know, like 70s, early 80s type of thing. Loved it. So I highly, highly recommend Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah, it had like that like grindhouse kind of feel to it, like that really grainy footage stuff that like it looks like it was like a TV camera would do in like the 70s. It looks like
cool
authentic.
As hell. It was super cool. So I would probably go 5.5.
Oh.
I liked it quite a bit. I think
all right.
Dune Part 2 is the best movie I've seen so far in 2024, but this is probably the second. Although out of the movies I've seen, I wouldn't say there's really a ton of competition for it, but this would be the second best movie I've seen.
We were reviewing your Letterboxd standings the other day, and like Rye was concerned that you had like Ricky Stenicki third.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, look at the other movies. Like there aren't really the other movies aren't that good.
No, it's definitely based on the other movie. There's a ton in that like three and a half, four category. I thought Stenicki was fun. John Cena was so good in Ricky Stenicki. But like Argyle. Like I watched Argyle. Don't watch Argyle. You don't need to watch. Nobody needs to watch Argyle.
That's too bad.
But I did. That's like me.
Yeah.
You got a video?
No, I don't have to.
You got a video game minute or do we want to get to the visual?
Let's talk that. Right,
it's time for Davey's video game minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, Dave.
Well, so here's something. So speaking of Fallout, so there's been a huge boom in like Fallout 76 and like Fallout 4. Like people, the huge, I think it's like someone like 75% like on Steam, like the sales of it like went up like crazy.
That's sick.
And it's become again one of like more popular games. And then now people are clamoring for Fallout 5. And there's concern though. So I didn't know this because I didn't ever played Fallout 76 because it's like the online one. But the people who still play that game like religiously are like they claim it's the most friendly like online gaming community. Like everyone's super helpful.
Really?
Like if you just like, yeah, and they're like super, but now they're like worried with all these new people.
It's like Chug's Twitch stream. Everybody's nice.
Yeah. But it's like they just want to like keep it that way. And with all these new players, they're gonna come in and like fuck everything up.
Probably.
As people tend to do. So they're a little worried about that. But speaking of so in the games, you start what they call like your special stats. And so so special stands for strength, perception, endurance, charisma, intelligence, agility, and luck.
Oh yeah. So those are like, Didn't they grade the characters?
Yeah. So, but they're Bethesda did the official ones for the characters. So if you want to go see them, like what their special stats are, it's actually pretty cool did that. And they made like, yeah. So I lucked out, and the good people at Supergiant sent me access to the Hades 2 playtest, which you can get. I mean, I'm not like special. I didn't like, I just said like, hey, can I play? And they were like, yeah,
sure.
And it is like so many improvements on the first. I haven't played a ton just because like they don't give you a ton to play in the playtest, but
yeah,
it's really good. These games are really good. Sweet. If you like dungeon crawling, roguelike stuff, Hades, I think one of the, it, like, was up there for like game of the year for the dorkies.
Yeah.
1 year.
Yeah. Yeah. For
like
sure.
3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that was really good. So there's that. A man bought a factory sealed very first edition of Castlevania. I know we're not doing a Should I Have Bought This.
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
Was it him?
Might have been him.
Was it?
Might have been. He's got that cosplay money. Uh-huh. So, uh-huh. And it still had, you know, remember like back in the day, they had like those hooks that like they were like glued to them that like you could hang it like in the store.
Oh, they had,
like the little plastic thing in the back.
Yeah.
That was still on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this, it was very weird. Guess how much that thing cost?
Oh, you know what? I think I have a Sega game that has the hook on it. I got to look.
Like factory sealed?
I think it does. Oh, no, like. For some reason, the hook is on it. Like, I played the game. It's not sealed, but, like, the plastic piece. But, all right, so how much did the, was it original Castlevania?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
first
God.
First pressing for factory sealed. Not resealed, like factory sealed.
Oh, man, I'm bad at this game. Let's go $3,000.
$3,000. What if I told you, Richard, that sold at an auction for $90,000?
I wouldn't have won the pot.
You would not have won the pot.
And 90 clearly, grand
90
for the original Castlevania. Wow.
One of the first original Castlevanias. Never been opened, never been played.
You know what's funny is like, I wouldn't part with them, and I understand that's probably why they have like a little bit of value, but I was in like a local place, not a GameStop, but a place that does like the equivalent, right? Like a small town one. And I sold a few PlayStation 4 games back for like, you know, 8 cents. And then I look over and there's like Sega and Nintendo games for like decent money. So I'm like, and I have a shitload of those still. And I'm like, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't part with them. I don't know why.
Well, it's almost like more trouble to sell them at this point. Like it actually costs, it'll somehow cost me money and gas to like go over there and do it. Cause they don't give you anything for it.
No.
And I think the last time I went, it was right around the time where the GameCube and Wii flipped. Like the GameCube actually became more expensive than the Wii.
Oh, yeah. So anyway,
and I think that's starting to, with like older games, like Nintendo games are probably more expensive or more valuable
definitely
than the current games.
Yeah that makes sense. All right,
that's all I got, man.
All right, very good. Well, let me ask you this.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour time, Ryan.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the topic of the day, and today it is video games, video game TV shows, because we did video game movies a long time ago, and dare I say there were a lot of trash ones because they didn't really know how to do it. And I feel like we're in what happened with the comic books. Like comic books early on, they didn't really know how to do it, and then the movies weren't very good. And then even when they kind of figured it out, it was very hit or miss for a while. And then there was like a long stretch where they were, for the most part, all really good. Video games, however, always had a really bad sort of transition to movies or TV shows. And dare I say, this run that we're on, it's great. They're hitting it out of the park. There's been more good than bad as recently.
And you know what the problem is with the movie format of this? And I'm going to say this, and this concept is nobody's friend, but it's also not video game friendly. And that is math. Because think of it like this. So any AAA game, so we're talking like Fallout, we're talking, you know, Twisted Metal, Last of Us, like AAA games, you play those games, the story unfolds within like 20 or 30 hours.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So like you playing a good game, like a standard game probably takes you like 30 hours to beat it, 20 to 30 hours to beat it. You can't distill all of that into a 2-hour movie.
No.
You can't.
No.
And so I think a lot of the failure with the movie format is like, it's telling these like contained stories. So like you could never make a Last of Us movie.
No,
you couldn't.
No chance.
You could never make a Fallout movie.
Yeah.
Like,
so, and that's why, like, with comic books, the comic books, is, yeah, it's like there's even so much more story where you're like, all right, you literally just have to take the best 2 hours that you can find. And if you want to build a universe, great, but like, you got to do this rather than taking a video game. And as video games have evolved, you've really, some of them are literally just a long TV show put on screen. Like, if you just, and people have done this, but you could just take the cutscenes alone from The Last of Us and sit back on your couch, not without a controller, and you'd be mesmerized by it.
And it's also like 8 hours long.
And it's super long, right? It's not a movie.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing. But like you said, I think the line between, thank COVID for this, but like the line between like TV and movies is now much more close. It's much closer together. It was like back in the day, like you had your TV production stuff and your movie production stuff, and they were like far, they were way far apart. Now that gap is significantly smaller.
Oh, yeah. I would also say over the last 2 or 3 years that we've done this and that we've like kept track on like what the best and worst of the year always is.
Mm-hmm.
There are better TV shows that don't get nominated for show of the year than there are movies that don't get nominated for movie of the year.
Absolutely.
Like, it's not even close. Like, we are in this insane time of television. And it's like new shows, but then it's like, all right, here comes a season 2, season 3. And then that, and shows I feel like can get away with a long layoff because there are so many good ones. Like House of the Dragon comes out in 2 months. It had been off the air for so long, but there's been enough to kind of distract us. And now you're like, hey, great, now this is back. But
yeah, I was going to say there was times where like when Game of Thrones was coming out where you would sit around and you would wait. So like you have to wait for that next season. And then there was like, they would try, HBO would try to do like, you know, I'm trying to think of whatever show they tried to do in the meantime that didn't work.
I don't want this. Like, also, shows have smartened up too, and there's way more 8, 10, 12 episode seasons than there are 23, and on network television where you can't swear, you can't show blood, you can't show exposed nipple, you can't do any of that. In these shows,
no bush,
they don't go any bush at all. Maybe alluded, maybe a little bit of like implied bush, but never full bush, which sucks.
Which
I hate that about shows. You know what I hate about shows? The ones that don't have any bush in them. That's why I stopped watching TV.
I'm done with it. I'm over it.
I hate that about shows. I always have to ask guys, I go, hey, before I watch this, bush? They go, yeah. They assure me that there is. So,
and don't lie either. We know.
Don't lie.
You guys tell us to recommend. Don't lie.
Oh, I hate when they lie about it. So
it's the worst.
Josh in the chat. We could change the podcast to hashtag Bush. We just completely.
I think at some point we're gonna have to do that.
Dork is just about run its course. We could. We might have to pivot. Scandals and animals. And we'll call it hashtag Bush. So there are a lot of video games turned into TV shows, especially if you include the animated versions, which we're going to kind of leave to the side. If there's a couple that you want to highlight, I'm all for it, but I figure
I will highlight some of them for sure. Cause there's some very good ones.
There's a ton. What I'm more interested in is the ones that are out right now and, or ones that we've seen. And then also some that are reportedly like in the making. And then also what's missing and like, what do we need to see? So let's start. Let's just go in order, and we won't spend a lot of time on this one because last week we literally did a whole hour on it or 45 minutes on it. But Fallout. And I think the thing with Fallout is, and what all these good ones have in common is they're great shows for people that played the game, loved the game, and also people that have never even heard of the game. It's a tough, it's a tough thing to do, but like, if you've played the game, love the game, you're looking for Easter eggs, you're like this, that, the other thing, oh, this is what that is, oh, that looks just like, it looks exactly like that. But if you haven't, you're like, this is a cool story. This is a cool, like, apocalyptic story, and there are characters. The most important thing in the world is to have characters that you're interested in, care about, and are entertaining, and Fallout does all that.
And I like, too, that they brought, like, two characters were together for a little bit, and then the other two characters were together for a little bit. So there was a lot of kind of each main I would say in Fallout, like we talked about last week, there's like three main characters who can stand on their own in terms of like their path to where that season ultimately culminated was really great. And the trick is when they're on screen, it's even better. When on screen together, it's better.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas like you bring someone in and like it doesn't really work. Like we've seen it in other shows where like Game of Thrones, where you put like two characters into a room that like have been apart for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, eh. But like this, every time the three main characters were together, it was the best the show was.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Yeah, and you're looking for more of that. But there's just so much story to tell. And like you said, there's multiple games and there are hundreds of hours of the game. So like it's gonna be just like so insane. Like if you're a part of the team like developing a show from the game, you're like, all right, like where do we start? What do we put in? What do we take out? Like what are we eventually gonna get to? Yeah, I had very little complaints. I mean,
no, zero complaints for me. But like John was saying in the chat, like all these things that you want to see in like a Fallout show, and I'm guaranteeing that all those things are coming. The other thing too that I would love to see, he mentions one gun specifically, but like signature guns, like in the game.
Yeah,
like you saw like kind of like generic ones, like the big pistol, like the 10mm pistol, and like some of those things. But like there are like signature guns.
Yes,
that I hope they somehow like find. Like there are certain guns that you can only get from specific traders who you kind of meet like by accident. Like, yeah. You don't really know where they are. They just happen to have it on them that one time. So you got to like have money for it. So I hopefully see some of those for sure.
I bet we do. Yeah. So anything else on Fallout? I mean, we just talked a ton about it last week. So I just wanted to include that because we're going in sort of reverse order here from the most recent. All right. The one, so Fallout's on Prime. If you guys haven't seen Fallout, it's awesome. The next one is on Peacock. That'd be Twisted Metal. And I hadn't seen it. And then once I knew, I'm like, all right, this is a good topic. This is a topic du jour created by Davey. And I was like, I haven't fucking seen this show yet. So I started this week and I've gotten through 8 of the 10 episodes. So I'm not done with it, but I ripped it. They're half hour episodes, so they're easy to rip through. And it's definitely even more, or it goes for more comedy than Fallout did. Fallout had funny stuff, but Twisted Metal is like more of like an action comedy, and I don't know how it ends, so don't tell me. I don't know what the finale is like, but I will say I'm enjoying the absolute hell out of this. I think this is a fun show.
It's a fun, what I would call like a romp. Like it's fun. Like it's just a fun, hyper violent, hyper fast show. And Samojo does a great job as Sweet Tooth.
Awesome.
Even though it's Will Arnett's voice, but like it's,
you know, it's crazy because Samoa Joe's really good on the mic. I wonder if they even, I mean, Will Arnett's a huge name and he's a big comedic actor, but I wonder if they even gave Joe a chance because Joe's good. He has good mic skills.
My guess is he did it like they did it with like Vader. Like he did it live. Mm. Like, and then they just dubbed it over.
He's really good. Dub. Anthony Mackie's good. Yeah. Is it Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Encanto? Yep. I love it. And so the one thing I would say about the show is, because I loved the game, I loved Twisted Metal 2. I played probably half of them. That's one of my all-time favorite games. But for a game that is like all about smashing people with your cars and shooting people with your cars and blowing people up in your cars, there's not a ton of like car violence. Like there's a couple cool chases and a couple, you know what I mean? But for the most part, they took this sort of idea, this like loose idea, some of these characters, some of these cars, and then they created this whole like story behind it. And I'm enjoying it. I'm just saying, translating it from the video game where you're only in your car and then like you're not really in the car that much.
And then, so I think Twisted Metal Black. So you had like these cool characters. Mm-hmm. And then I think Twisted Metal Black was when they started giving the characters like backstories.
Yeah.
You know, and well, no, so
Twisted
I think
Metal 2, if I remember correctly, Twisted Metal 2 was like, it was sort of like a Tekken or a Street Fighter where you're like, hey, there's this tournament, people all go in for different motivations. And so they give you like literally like two lines of a description of why you're there.
But like, remember Twisted Metal Black, they had like the cutscenes and everything.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
yeah.
So like Calypso came and like these people had like nothing to lose and, you know.
Yeah.
And the characters were just so fucked up in that game too.
Yes. Oh my God.
Remember there was like the doll face? It was doll like the face. Creepy doll face. Oh my God. Those were
I was awesome. I was always Thumper, just flying around in that pink Cadillac or whatever.
Oh yeah, like, yeah.
Because he had this sick mover, like he would just shoot fire out the front, and if you got like right on somebody, it just like drained there.
Or like pinned him. Like,
pinned him with the fire.
Just hit him with that. Yeah.
Awesome.
I use Sweet Tooth a lot.
Yeah.
But no one used Axel. I didn't ever like use an Axel.
Nah, he's very exposed. Yeah, but he's an Axel.
Very exposed. Yeah.
No, it's fun. that game was fun as hell. And the show, I was like, I don't really know what to expect. Now, has this been picked up for a second season or is it not?
I think it has, question mark.
Yeah. Let's take a look. I thought
it had been.
I should have looked this up. TV series. Because this came out in...
It did well.
July.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, here you go. 10 episodes, all released at the same time. So very similar to Fallout, which usually I feel like they do now when they're not 100% sure on the show.
But they don't know how it's going to go. Yeah.
But I guess last December it got picked up for a second season.
Perfect.
Fuck yeah. I'll watch
Good
that.
Good for us.
So you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe after the second season, we'll do an episode. A standalone on Twisted Metal, I mean.
Absolutely.
So, we'll do it
seasons one and two.
When I saw Neve Campbell in it, I was like, Jesus Christ, how did I not watch this right away? That was great.
Yeah.
All right. So
I was trying to remember who that was. That was like, I was like, oh, he's going to love that. And it was like whoever the governor was or whatever.
Raven.
Whatever
they call it. Raven from New San Francisco. So, yeah, Twisted Metal, give that a rip. I'm going to finish it tonight. I got two episodes to go, so I'll finish it tonight. Then The Last of Us, if we're going in order of the ones released, we did a whole episode on this, nominated for Show of the Year for us last year, season two, they are currently filming, but for a game, now, I liked Fallout enough, but I was not a Fallout person. Twisted Metal, I played a ton in middle school, but not really since. The Last of Us is a game that you and I both have spent tons of hours on the first and the second game, knew it was an incredible story and was like, all right, how are they gonna do this? And they crushed it. The show was fantastic.
And I think this is a lesson for the next show, where you don't necessarily have to follow exactly lockstep with what the game did, but you better do it right. And you better do it in a way that, look, there's going to be people who watch The Last of Us who don't even know that it's a video game.
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure.
And that's fine. But like 90% of your audience is going to be people who have like a knowledge of this, right? This was a phenomenon when it first came out. And people feel very strongly about their games, right? So I think having Neil Druckmann on board is like a...
Oh yeah.
You know, he's not writing everything, but he's a huge influence on the show to like where they're trying to be like, all right, let's build off of this one character and kind of go that, see what happens with this. Mm-hmm. As long as it's true to the source material in the sense that like, it's the same tone.
Yeah.
Like I'm all for it. And I think everyone's all for it. And this show did such a great job of yes. Anding itself. It was like, yes, we did this in the game, but what if that happened instead?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I thought it was unbelievable job by them.
I know, and I can't wait for the second season because I like the second game more than the first game. And the first game is one of the greatest games of all time. I think they would both be in my top. I mean, every video game ever made, I bet they're both in my top 20. Like, I just, they're both so good.
Yeah.
And the character of Abby, like, we'll see how she does because they cast her. It's the girl, I forget her name. She's in a bunch of stuff, and she's a really good actress, but she's not yet jacked. And Abby is jacked.
Yeah, I remember her from the movie Booksmart.
Yeah,
she was not Jonah Hill's sister, but the other girl. And she was really good in that. She was in a show. What was that show about the girl who was assaulted and like no one believed her?
Oh shit.
You know the one I'm talking about?
I watched that too. Yeah. Yep.
And that was, she was in that too, and she was really, really good. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of the show. I just remember her being really good.
Was Toni Collette in that one?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So I saw that. That was, I think, maybe a Netflix thing. But yeah, so anyway, The Last of Us, for a full in-depth breakdown of The Last of Us, if you somehow missed it, you can check our archive. All right, the next one I haven't seen, and I played, again, some of the game, probably about as much as Fallout, maybe less than Fallout, actually. It's an all-time game. I know it's a super more popular game than I give it credit for. Haven't seen the show, and admittedly have seen very split reviews of this. I've seen people that love it. I've seen people that are like, not for me. And that would be Halo on Paramount Plus.
And this is kind of what I was alluding to with The Last of Us. I'm like, you can deviate from the games, but in a way that respects the fandom. And I know that sounds completely lame to say, but like one of the things that is true to a Halo game is that like the Mandalorian, and maybe they just did that because they didn't want it to cross over too much, but like they never ever take that armor off.
Yeah.
Like that's, you're in it. Like that's it. Like you were born that way. Like you were born into that. Like you were made into a Spartan and like you stay that way. And I know you are not a fan of the unmasking.
Keep the mask on, dude. That's what they're there for.
It happens constantly in this show.
How much have you seen?
So I've seen enough of it to know that I don't like it. So I think it's like three episodes.
I fall
into the camp that like,
yeah, yeah.
And Pablo Shriver is great.
He's most Master things. Chief.
And he does what he can with it, but like, I just don't like, you know, doing things that the game didn't do just for the sake of like, and what pissed me off too is that like Pablo Shriver and like a bunch of people who are like associated with the show is like, if you're just in it to like for the video game aspect of it, like you played all the games and you want to see that, like the show's not for you. I'm like, then who the fuck is it for?
Yeah, don't do that. Like, you need
who is it for? Like, you can alienate the fandom, idiot.
So this is run for 2 seasons, 9 episodes on season 1, 8 for season 2. And according to critics anyway, season 2 greater than season 1. 90% Roddy T's on season 2, 70% for season 1. And TV shows usually skew higher than
90? 90 for Halo season 2?
Yeah, but only 20 reviews.
Oh, that's a lot. So no one's watching it.
Yeah, right. That's nobody watches AOL Blast. But anyway, that's that. Some of the other ones that I saw on there, because this is sort of a new phenomenon, like the live action adaptation from a video game. Gangs of London was one that they did years ago,
which I never saw. I'm stunned because I didn't know that this show existed. And even if I did, like, I wouldn't have drawn the conclusion that it was a video game show, because that video game was so forgettable.
Yeah.
Like the Gangs of London game, like it came out in 2006.
Hilarious.
And it was like kind of like a Grand Theft Auto knockoff.
Yeah.
But like in London. And the game was just like dog shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why they would make a game out of that.
I don't get it.
I mean, a TV
or
show.
A show, yeah. They did a Resident Evil TV show. Like, I'm well aware of all the movies. I didn't realize they did a TV show, too.
Yeah, like,
I remember that.
I'm looking at Gangs of London. IGN gave it a 4.5.
They're like, we need to make this. We need to turn this into something.
Yeah, let's make it into a show. Like, no. What?
Yeah, no.
Why?
Keep it. So one show I never saw, and I might go back and watch some of the show. I guess it's a loose adaptation, and it was actually created by George Lucas, believe it or not. Maniac Mansion.
Yeah, that was a LucasArts game.
Dude, that game was a blast. I remember me and Shark played that back in the day for the original Nintendo. I don't think we ever beat it because it was so fucked. Like, so you're a group of kids and you show up at this house. I forget what you're looking for. Maybe a friend of yours is missing or something. But that, so you have different characters and you can select off of and at any point change to a different character. And you're trying to go in the house and collect all these clues. But in the house live a bunch of aliens. And if you get caught by the aliens, they throw you in like the fucking basement. And then that character's locked. Like, unless you can figure out a way, and I guess there probably is, to either escape or to break him out. But you need to, like, collect all these clues. You're, like, in the kitchen. You're going through the refrigerator. I'm like, it'd be a fun game to stream because I played it years ago, and it's a fun game to interact with because there's so many decisions you have to make. But apparently they made it into a TV show, and the girl who played Claire in the original 90210,
she was
in this before that. So...
I'm looking at it right now, like the cast of this, like,
yeah,
it's like super early 90s. What's his name? The guy who just died.
could be anybody.
The guy from he was in Freaks and Geeks. He was in Happy Gilmore. He was the dad in Freaks and Geeks.
Oh yeah, Joe Flaherty.
Joe Flaherty. He was in Maniac Mansion, the show.
Jesus Christ, pretty good. Yeah. Then there was also the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, which I believe was like half animated, half live action. what they did.
Captain Lou Albano.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah, he played Mario, and they did like a little Zelda cartoon associated with it too, in a Mario cartoon. Good after school fodder.
Yeah.
But like nothing spectacular.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what is your couple favorite animated ones?
I'm a little disappointed in you. And since we talked about this earlier and you did not have it on your list, and I'm here to chastise you.
Well, no, I did.
You did not mention.
That was just live action. I didn't do.
No, you missed.
What did I miss? One? What did I miss?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? The game show.
Well played.
So you missed. Well played.
Not really like, yeah, I guess. And I did love that show. I watched the shit out of that show.
I did love that show and the game. Yep. In the game, what better way to learn about geography and history than tracking down a thief?
And then a cappella as the a cappella group.
So I will give you, let's see, four. If you want four animated video game TV shows, they're all on Netflix. I know everyone has Netflix, and they are fantastic. One, the Castlevania series. On Netflix, the animated Castlevania series is spectacular. If you like Dracula's,
I do.
You like Belmont family, like Whips.
It was slow for me.
It was slow. But
I watched
it
the
gets
first season.
Really good.
I watched
it
the
gets
first.
Really good.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk Edge Runners, another animated show. It's on Netflix. I love this game. Mm-hmm. I know I might be in the minority here. I love this game. I think it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It is now. It wasn't to start, but it is now.
Fair.
The other show, Cuphead, on Netflix is actually really good. My kids love it.
I was gonna say when my nephew was here like a year ago, he had it on, and I was like, I watched a couple of them. Like, this is pretty good. I like Cuphead.
Yeah, Cuphead's good. And lastly, we would get slaughtered if we did not mention this show, Arcane, on Netflix, which is a League of Legends show, is actually spectacular. And the animation style of that show is really, really good.
Okay.
So if you haven't seen Arcane yet, definitely check that out.
All right.
That is getting a season two in November.
Okay.
But that was the one I was talking about. They're like, they were kind of dicking around, like whether or not they're going to do a season two.
Got it.
It's coming in November.
That's good. All right. Here's a list of shows that apparently are in some stage of development. Alan Wake, Assassin's Creed, Final Fantasy, God of War, and Mass Effect.
Okay, so these need to all be TV shows. And it depends on God of War, like where you start.
Yeah,
like,
man, that's the one that jumps out to me the most out of those five is God of War. If they pull that off, that could be Last of Us territory.
Were it me,
yeah,
what I would do is I would start Norse and do flashbacks.
Mm.
Like have like episode or like arcs where it's like flashback to Greece.
Okay.
To like fill that story in.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would do it.
Okay. But I like that.
Alan Wake, like that game for like psychological thrillers, that game rules. That would be a great TV show. And if HBO does that,
that'd be sick, huh?
Like that's HBO. I would only watch it if HBO did it.
Okay. All
right. They would do that right. Because think of like a True Detective.
Yeah.
But like way more supernatural.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yep. Assassin's Creed did the movie and it was meh. So the show,
but again, there's
you have so much to choose from.
It's too much, and there's too much there.
Yeah,
like there's too much. It's like you need a series. Yeah, because you could do every season's a different person.
What game that we didn't mention either that already has a show or is one of those ones that's sort of in development that you got to see?
One that I would pitch one, but I would say God of War would be if that's in development.
Yeah, yeah.
That needs to be like, and again, you need to do it the way like The Last of Us did it, like bring Corey Balrog in, mm-hmm. have him do it. But one that I would pitch, Red Dead.
Ooh, yep. Red Dead would be sick. Red Dead would be sick. I was thinking, like, I don't know how you do it, but there's clearly something you could do is, like, fucking Grand Theft Auto.
It is
a movie.
The way Fallout did it, where you have, like, characters who are there who are, like, minor characters.
Yes.
Like Roman Bellick.
Yeah. you definitely could do that. And then you could easily set up all those cities, and, like, pick a time, yes. and then go around all the cities, have some overlap, and, like, you know... So many shows are like that.
It's a story that runs adjacent to like main story. So mm-hmm. you could have like Michael and I'm trying to think of the other characters' names. Trevor.
Yeah.
You could have them in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean in the show and just like you run into them or people mention them.
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. You know, whatever. But that would be sick.
What about Worms too?
Worms 2, I think we should make... There's all these video game documentaries, too. Like, we should actually, like, make a documentary. Like,
oh, Worms yeah. 2. I mean, obviously, like, King of Kong is the greatest documentary ever made. And then not a bad one is the one about Nibbler that you put
Man vs. Snake.
Man vs. Snake, good documentary. Good doc. Yep. Good companion piece.
I love that the poor guy's name is Timothy McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh.
And he keeps having to say, like, he can't fly, really. Because
why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks.
Which is true. Which that guy does suck.
I would probably, I mean, yeah, that's tough. I'd probably go by my middle name, I guess. Something. You can't just be like Timothy McVeigh.
No.
I'm trying to think what else.
You know what blew me away about that guy? It was he still slept on a waterbed.
Yeah. Guy's loving it.
Like in the 2000s, this guy's sleeping on a waterbed. Like,
can't be good for his back.
No. I would love, by the way, speaking of video games, one just dawned on me too. Devil May Cry.
Oh, yeah.
Would be really good.
Well, what about like Silent Hill? Because they took runs at that on TV or movies and it wasn't good, but maybe you stretch that out a little bit more.
Well, I think there's a remake. There's a game remake of Silent Hill 2 coming soon. Like, they, you know, they're redoing the Resident Evils. Like, they're redoing Silent Hill 2, which those games fuck me up.
Yeah.
Like, those are scary. That's some scary shit, man.
That's true. Yep. All right, very good. Let us know what you guys think. Ones that we missed, video games that you would like to see become a TV show at some point. Hit us up at Dork Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us anytime you want. And you can also subscribe on the YouTube. You just go to youtube.com/dorkpodcast where we stream these bad boys live most Sunday nights. And you can always go back and watch it after the fact. But that'll do it for this episode. Go nowhere. Actually, I shouldn't say go nowhere. Jump over to the other link, and we will fire up episode 2 here tonight. But in the meantime, Davey promised me a million times over, you'll never do another rule.
Yeah, man. No, I'm not gonna promise you that.